This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Chinese security forces have been spotted conducting exercises across the border with Hong Kong. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says a trade agreement with China could be delayed until it reaches a humane resolution with Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrators. He has even suggested he could personally broker an agreement between Beijing and the dissidents. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
If China wants to talk trade with America, Donald Trump says it'll first need to deal with protests in Hong Kong. The U.S. president tweeted in the late hours of Wednesday with a message aimed at China's leader. I have zero doubt that if President Xi wants to quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong problem, he can do it. Trump then seemed to suggest a personal meeting with Xi Jinping to help resolve the situation. For weeks, Hong Kong has been plunged into crisis, with pro-democracy protests sparking violent clashes between demonstrators and police. Earlier on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department said it was deeply concerned after reports of Chinese paramilitary forces moving close to the Hong Kong border.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. Police in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, make an arrest after an hours-long shootout left six officers injured. The suspect was arrested just after midnight Thursday. The officers shot have non-life-threatening injuries. The situation began Wednesday when an officer went to the address to serve a warrant. Stock markets fell in Japan Thursday, but not as drastically as the plummets experienced by U.S. markets a day earlier. Tokyo's Nikkei index closed down 1.2% Thursday. U.S. market futures pointed to slight gains Thursday, rebounding from Wednesday's trading. This is VOA News. Guatemala's president-elect Alejandro Jamate says he wants to make changes to an immigration agreement made between his country and the United States. He says Guatemala does not have the resources to care for asylum seekers from other countries. The deal made in July between the outgoing administration of President Jimmy Morales and President Trump would require migrants from other countries who cross into Guatemala to apply for asylum from there. VOA's Zlaritza Hoch reports.
The Trump administration has negotiated with the governments of both Mexico and Guatemala to help stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. border and ease the burden on the U.S. immigration system. Guatemala's president-elect Alejandro Jamate, a conservative who won a decisive victory in the Sunday election, said the deal won't work for his country.
If we don't have the capacity to look after our own people, imagine what it will be like for foreigners.
Almost 60% of Guatemala's roughly 18 million citizens live in poverty, and 1 million are believed to have left the country in the past year. Jamate said migration from poor countries cannot be stopped by force. Zlaritza Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan warned Wednesday rival India is planning a major cross-border military attack to divert world attention from its recent crippling crackdown in its part of the disputed Kashmir region. Khan issued the warning Wednesday in a nationally televised address in connection with Pakistan's Independence Day celebrations. It came more than a week after New Delhi abruptly dissolved the semi-autonomous constitutional status for Indian-administered section of the Muslim-majority Himalayan region. A Spanish rescue ship is headed to Italy's Lampedusa island after an Italian judge suspended the government's ban on the ship from entering Italy's territorial waters. The rescue ship, Open Arms, operated by a Spanish charity of the same name, has been floating in the Mediterranean for almost 2 weeks with about 150 migrants on board. According to an Open Arms statement, an Italian judge ruled Wednesday that Interior Minister Matteo Salvini's order against the ship violates international law. In light of the exceptionally grave and urgent situation, Salvini says he will appeal the court's ruling. At least six Somali government soldiers and a cameraman were killed, and 13 others were injured Wednesday when al-Shabaab militants attacked a military base near the capital, that according to officials. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.